And we are going to be in Matthew 7, 13 and 14. And we're going to be talking about, said for just a few short moments, we're going to be talking about choices. Or a choice, really. And choices can be difficult to make at times. Some small, some big. It might, you know, one of the hardest decisions you might make is, you know, during the day, where do you want to eat? You know, I don't care. Where do you want to eat? I don't care. Feel like American? I don't know. Feel like Italian? I don't know. And it's just back and forth, and you pick. No, you pick. I'll narrow it down to the, you know, and it's, or what do you want to watch on TV, or what do you want to listen to, or what do you want to do? What do you want to do today? Choices can be very difficult to make. Some choices are easy to make. You know, if someone were to ask you at work, would you like to be promoted, get more money, spend the same time at the work, and have pretty much the same job? You'd say, sure, I'll take that, no problem, that's easy. You know, if you were to give me a choice between a mushroom pizza and a non-mushroom pizza, I'll tell you very easily, I'll pick the non-mushroom pizza. There'll be no decision there. And so in Matthew 7 here, and that we're looking at, Jesus is making comparisons in a decision that every single person makes here on earth. There's no person alive that does not have to make this decision. There's no escaping this decision. Even if you're trying to ignore it, you're making a decision by ignoring it. And when it comes down to it, there are only basically two possibilities in this decision. And in these two short verses, Jesus compares different parts of this decision. Let's read this real quick. We'll have a word of prayer, and then we'll look at 4 points very quickly in this passage. It says, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way that which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Let's bow in prayer as we begin. Lord, I pray that you would give us understanding as we look in your word today, and I pray that you would guide us. Lord, I pray that if there's any here that have been trying to avoid this decision or have made an opposite decision, Lord, I pray that they would see their need of salvation this morning. And Lord, I pray that you would be glorified and guide us as we look into your word, and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Throughout scripture and throughout much of Hebrew literature, you find much of this type of literature. It's a comparison between two. It's one or the other. It's light or dark, evil or righteousness. And here we have a description of two things. And in it, Jesus here uses parabolic language here to describe two different ways. And he describes it, or he compares different parts for us to make a decision. First of all, he talks about two gates. He talks one of a straight gate, and another one he talks of a broad gate. And when we talk of a straight gate, that is a narrow gate, a narrow opening. This gate is described as basically being barely big enough to allow a person through. I have never had much of an opportunity to be on either a submarine or a battleship, but I know from hearing that the doorways in those types of ships are necessarily small for a certain reason. And it does not allow very easy access. It's not easy to get through it. And in the same way, it's talking about this narrow gate, which is, it's narrow because it does not allow for extra things, extra baggage. Now, I only have two kids, but I know what it's like to travel with kids. And when you're traveling with kids, baggage, luggage just seems to pile up. It seems to have more and more and more. And there's been a couple of times where we've flown with the kids, and this last time, they were starting to get big enough where they could actually kind of pull their own luggage. But there for a while, for a couple of years, it was pretty much we had to carry them plus the luggage, and it's not fun. You're sitting there carrying these things, you're dragging these things, and all this baggage. And as we were looking about how to get through different areas in the airport, you had to make conscientious decisions, saying, should I go through there? That doesn't seem like that's going to be very easy to get through with all my luggage. I'm going to have difficulty. Or should I go this way? Nice, wide open, have plenty of space to get through with all my luggage. And I'm going to go the way with the wider area, with the easier access, because I have very precious baggage with me, and I don't want to let any of it go. Now, last year when we went on vacation, we were, and sometimes when we do that, we bypass a much more helpful way. You know, we have to go the longer way, the harder way, or the longer way because we have all of this luggage. This last year, when we went on vacation for our 10th anniversary, we left the kids behind. We left them here, left them up at the Twin Cities with all of our family. And we went on vacation, and as we were getting ready for that vacation, I was so excited. I said, one of the things I'm most excited about is going to the airport with like one bag. It's going to be so nice. And every time as we're gone for a week and a half, every time we saw parents, you know, with their kids and they got all the luggage, like, come on, kids. And they're doing all this. My wife and I we'd high five each other. We're like, yes, you know, we got to, you know, it's so much easier to get around. We can pretty much go to any area we want. We can get through there. And we were able to do things we couldn't do before. And the narrow gate that it's talking about here is talking about a gateway where it's difficult to get through. You have to fit your way through. You're not going to be able to carry anything else with you. Luke 13:24 kind of describes it this way. Strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. And it's not because they are unable because it is too difficult. They're unable because they don't want to let go of their baggage. Imagine if you were, it's salvation by grace through faith is not hard to understand, but it is something that we have to, and it's not something that we have to work for. It's something that it just doesn't allow extra baggage. You cannot come to Christ without turning from your sins. You cannot come to Christ with wanting to work for your salvation. And these are all pieces of luggage. You know, if you were in one of these submarines or ships and had a little doorway that you had to cross over, you're not going to be able to bring a ton of luggage with you. You pretty much just have to walk through yourself and that's it. And that's the picture here, is that it's not allowing for anything else outside of grace and faith. This gate is narrow because it is very exclusive. It is only by grace, through faith in Jesus Christ, that you go through that gate. But there is a broad gate too. Instead these people that are looking at this luggage, they say, I don't want to let go of this luggage. I don't want to let go of all these things I'm carrying with me. Therefore, they see the broad gate and they say, I'm going to go this way. And so they end up taking the broad gate because it's wide. It will allow you to take any luggage that you want to bring with you, any baggage. There are no restrictions in that way. That wide gate is open for you. And so there's a narrow gate, there's a broad gate, then there's two paths. These gates lead to different paths. These, as you see there, it says, enter you at the straight gate, and where do you go from there? You go into the narrow way. And the broad gate leads to a broad way. This narrow path, it is much like the narrow gate. It's difficult at times. It does not allow for extra baggage. The word here is the root word for tribulation or persecution. And so we come to God through Jesus as a free gift of God. But once we know Him, it is the pearl of great price for which we sell all that we have to follow Him. Salvation is absolutely free, but it costs everything that we are and have. And so when we enter in through that narrow gate and enter into that narrow path to walk correctly on that narrow path, we can't be bringing baggage and luggage along with us. We have to walk by faith. We have to walk in that way. But there is a wide path. That wide entrance opens up to a wide path and allows you to bring as much baggage as you want. It allows you to walk anywhere you want. You can just go back and forth, and in many ways it's a pleasant walk because there's not many hindrances. And because of the two gates and the two paths, the next point is understandable. There's two crowds or two companies. You know, imagine if you were to walk into an airport and you see that there are two entrances. One is wide and the other is narrow. And here you are with all of your kids' luggage. You're going to take the wide way. You're going to take the one where, and then you look down that wide path and you see, oh, there's a wide walkway too. Very easy to get down. You look in this narrow pathway, you look down there, and all it is narrowness. And you'd say, well, I'm going to go through the wide one, obviously, because I want to bring all these things with us. And that's the way it is. A narrow path, our narrow path has small crowds. As it says there in verse number 14, This narrow path, few there be that find it. There are not many people that are willing to take this gate to this path. It's restrictive, and sometimes, and it's exclusive, and sometimes it's difficult. But the wide path, it says, many there be that go in thereat. The majority of people are going to choose this wide path. They will be able to keep each other company, and they can bring whatever they want. And basically, anything, any decision outside of Jesus Christ is a decision for this wide path. But then, there are two destinations. You know, this is where the choice becomes clear. If all you have in Jesus' parable here is the picture of a straight gate and a narrow path, and a wide gate and a wide path, well, you'd say, well, obviously, I'm going to go with all the people over here in this wide gate and the wide path. It's easier. It's more welcoming. I'm obviously going to choose that. But then when you find out the two destinations, it changes our decision. Because here, the wide gate leads to destruction, whereas the narrow gate leads to life. The narrow gate leads to life. Life everlasting is what awaits those who pass through this narrow gate and walk along this narrow path. And that's the reason that we do that. That's the reason we say, this gate is worth it. This path is worth it. Because the end is life. Over here, sure, the gate is wider. Yes, the path is wider. And yes, there's more people over here. Yes, I'd have more company. But the end is destruction. And that doesn't mean that annihilation, it doesn't mean that we'll just stop to exist. It means that there's everlasting judgment at the end of that. The reason that the gate is described as narrow is because it is. It is very exclusive. You know, fundamentalist Christians have been berated over the years because our Christianity is exclusive. You know, they want to say, are you telling me that I have to trust in Jesus Christ as my Savior to enter into heaven? That's the only way? And we say yes. So that's too exclusive. What am I supposed to tell all these people that have honest or have faith in another deity or something else? Am I going to tell them that their faith is wrong? Yes. Because that gate that they have entered in is not the gate that enters into salvation, that enters into the path that leads to righteousness. He is the only way. There is no other way. Every other way is a part of the wide gate. Every other way is the path that leads to destruction. It is a narrow gate because it is exclusive. Because it is only by trusting in Jesus Christ. It's only by leaving that baggage behind, turning our backs on the sin that we have been a part of, and going through that gate saying, I'm trusting in Jesus Christ alone for salvation. No matter how real people's belief is, no matter how dedicated they are to their religion, every person that is not trusting in Jesus Christ alone for salvation has chosen the wide gate. They're on the wide path, and they're headed for destruction. And that is why churches, that's why missionaries are necessary. They're sent to warn people, point them to Christ, that they may choose this narrow gate. That is why Christians are so needed in your neighborhood and in your places of work, because you are there to point the way to Christ, the narrow gate. You know, no man, I found this quote, no man in his wits would choose to go to the gallows, because it is a smooth, pleasant way to it, nor refuse the offer of a palace and a throne, because it is a rough, dirty way to it. Yet such absurdities as these are men guilty of in the concerns of their souls. Delay not, therefore. Deliberate not any longer. But enter ye in at the straight gate. Knock at it by the sincere and constant prayers and endeavors, and it shall be opened. Nay, a wide door shall be opened, and an effectual one. It is true, we can neither go in nor go on without the assistance of divine grace. But it is as true that grace is freely offered and shall not be wanting to those that seek it and submit to it. Conversion is hard work, but it is needful, and blessed be God, it is not impossible if we strive, as it says in Luke 13. So we have We have a duty as Christians to point the way. Maybe you have put off this decision, say, you know what, I don't know if I need to make this decision. I don't know if it's necessary. It is necessary. This is the most important decision you'll ever make. It's the most important choice you'll ever make. One way is going to lead you to destruction. The other way is going to lead you to life everlasting. And we implore you to make that decision this morning if you have not. Let's bow in prayer.